This weekend, a new movie opened called A Star is Born, and I want to give you my short review of this film because, of course, it was in the Toronto Film Festival, and if you guys are following my Instagram account, Connect with James, you will see that, yes, indeed, I met Bradley Cooper, I had a good conversation with Sam Elliott and Anthony Ramos, who were both in this movie, and I saw Lady Gaga, because, of course, you cannot actually speak to the Gaga. So I went to see the movie this weekend, and it is a love story. It's a classic love story. Now, a lot of people call it a musical. So from the list of genres, genres is kind of our word for this movie review. There are many types of genres. There's a musical genre. There's the comedy genre. There's the horror genre, which you should go see the new Halloween movie. That one's getting a good, lots of good reviews. And this one, though, people are calling it a musical. And of course, there's music is part of the story. But I would call it a melodrama. Yeah, that's a new word, melodrama. And that is where, you know, the action in the film is dramatic, of course, because it's a drama, but it's kind of increased the drama to make you more emotional. So it's a very emotional kind of film. And the classic melodrama, for comparison, is Titanic. You know, that's a classic. I mean, the boat sinks and everyone dies. I mean, how much more emotional can you get? So that is that's the genre that I would say that A Star is Born is from, a melodrama. And this is actually the fourth movie version of The Star is Born. Now, you're going to hear a lot of reviews out there about Gaga and Bradley Cooper and their singing and acting, and I'll leave that all up to the experts on that. I thought they were good. I thought they were both very good. But I thought this was kind of a little different take on movie stardom, okay? Being a star in today's kind of world. And a couple of things that jumped out at me when I watched the movie was, one, the character Bradley Cooper, he's trying to sing from his soul, from his heart, okay? And he's trying to write songs that have meaning to the public. And he becomes famous for that. But when he meets the Gaga character, she also was singing from the heart. And that's what attracted him to her. But when she sort of entered into the music industry, they changed her and they start to make her into kind of something she is not. And it really hit me when I watched the film because, you know, you see that out there all the time. You think about Justin Bieber, you know, I was thinking a lot about Whitney Houston, because she was, of course, in the 1980s. She has an amazing voice, but they tried to make her into this pop diva kind of icon. Maybe that she really wasn't, and it kind of drove her to drinking and drugs. And, you know, in the 90s, there was a lot of this type of manufactured boy bands and girl bands that were created by the music industry. And thank God for iTunes, because when iTunes came out, it really allowed us to discover new music and music that wasn't mainstream. And I warn you, young people out there, I warn you that, you know, you're falling into that trap again where they're manufacturing iTunes content now, whereas before we could really discover some amazing acts. Now in Canada, there were some amazing acts that I discovered, the Arkells. They're awesome. July Talk is another Canadian band that I discovered through iTunes. Arcade Fire came out of nowhere in Canada to be a sensation. And those rose from the people. They weren't manufactured by you know, music conglomerates and music companies to be famous. So I found that was a theme that was running in the movie A Star is Born. And I thought they touched it. They didn't go deeply into it, but it was something that struck struck me when you listened to her early songs and then her later songs, and she's dancing around and doing things like that that upsets the Bradley Cooper character. But I don't want to give you too many spoilers. But watch for that one. The other thing that I noticed was she was discovered on YouTube. All right. And it wasn't the traditional kind of story of fame. She was discovered on YouTube. And she became famous through YouTube. And it was brought up three or four times throughout the film about YouTube. And there was a memorable scene with her father and YouTube. And it struck me there that our culture can be and is focused a bit on YouTube sensation. And as quickly as she rose on YouTube, the fear was that she could quickly fall on YouTube or on social media. And it struck me that's kind of where we are right now in society, where there are these YouTube sensations that pop up out of nowhere. And it could be music, it could be art, Banksy, you know, not on YouTube, but certainly famous through social media, and other YouTube acts or social media acts that pop up. And it just struck me that they can rise and fall very, very quickly on YouTube. And that was something that they drew on in A Star Is Born. And now they also drew a lot from the second Star Is Born film, which had Judy Garland as the star, as opposed to the Barbara Streisand. But you guys probably don't. You guys are probably like, who the heck are these people? But you should check out the story of the Judy Garland version of A Star Is Born and compare it with this version, because it's kind of similar in its style and content. But Judy Garland, you know, she's the one who was in The Wizard of Oz, you know, and she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And Lady Gaga actually sings a bit of that song in the film. And she's an interesting lady, because when she made her version of A Star Is Born, she actually was so famous and was actually an alcoholic. And alcoholism killed her. Very similar to what happens in the Star Is Born stories. So it's quite shocking. So the other couple of points I want to talk to you about the film is that the last scene of the movie, which is a very emotional scene, and I won't tell you about it, but Lady Gaga, her friend had actually died the day they were shooting that film. And she rushed off set. And she went to the hospital where her friend was dying of cancer. And if you know Gaga, the Gaga story, her friend's name is Sonia. She's very famous too, because of Gaga bringing her into the light and her fight for cancer. And she died before Gaga had arrived at the hospital. So Gaga returned to the set and shot the final scene of the movie. So if you're watching A Star Is Born and you see that final scene with Gaga, and you'll know what it is when you get to it, it's very, very emotional, and she's very emotional. And she used that sort of feeling she had from the death of Sonia to use it in the film. So it was really, really interesting. The soundtrack is great. It's also pretty good. And Bradley Cooper does a pretty good job singing. And they do a lot of live music. And there's a lot of great stories out there about how they shot it. So it's a solid movie, good movie. It's a sad movie, so you should be ready for that. It is in the vein of Titanic, so it's melodramatic. So be prepared for that. But a solid, solid movie, and highly recommend you to go out and see it. Big thumbs up from The James Rice Show for The Star, A Star Is Born. All right, so I'm getting the wrap it up sign here from Stephanie, our producer. I want to thank everybody for listening this week. And as always, please remember, be crazy.